Hi, hello, welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. Today is slightly different to what we normally do on this podcast, but I had this impression on my heart with quite a bit of urgency, because that only came today, but we have a 5-day devotional starting today as you are hearing this. So actually it is a live devotional, so I'm recording this literally as we go along, as the Lord takes us through this process. So welcome to this. I really am honored to deliver what the Lord will have me deliver and to serve you in this capacity, and truly honored that you have tuned into this Be Transformed series. For me personally, as I said, this is different to what we normally do on this podcast. It's something that, you know, the Lord's taking me through, and I just initially thought this was just for me, but it is something that I believe it's for the body, it's for certain people, you know, so He wants us to catch on to this and just go through this journey. So as I say, we are literally recording this as we're going along. So today is day one, Monday the 13th of July, and this is the Be Transformed series. So these are going to be just short devotionals, just to really take us through this journey. If you do, we're in day one, but I was going to say, if you do catch this, maybe we're in day three, I advise you to kind of start from day one. It's just 5 days because it is live as the Lord takes us through this. He's, you know, highlighted the whole kind of the topics to me, and it's giving me the pathway and the scriptures as we go along. So I'm as excited as you are to really just delve into what He's saying. So we're just going to pray quickly. So Father God, we just thank you for this. We just thank you for what you want to pour into us through this series. Oh God, we thank you for just opening our hearts to receive the word you have. We thank you for the words that we will receive that will be transformational. They will not just be words that stay there, but they will be words that move, that transform, that are life-giving, that are changing, that will stir us. There's so many things, Lord, that you want to do in this time. And be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, is what you said. We should transform ourselves by the renewing of our mind. We should not conform to the ways and the patterns of this world, but you would have us transformed by the renewing of our minds. So Father, we thank you for your word that is transforming. We thank you, we thank you, we honor you. Holy Spirit, just take absolute control over this. I pray that you would reach the hearts of those that listen to this, those that key, and whenever they do so, Lord, let there be a change. Let there be even a tangible presence of you within their space, Lord. Open their eyes to show them things, their ears, that they may hear you, that they may hear what is going on in the corridors of heaven, that they will see what is going on, they will see what you want them to see, they will hear what you want them to hear, so that we may reveal you, Lord, and we may constantly be walking revelations of your glory. Karabasi. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name. So guys, be ye transformed, be ye transformed, be ye transformed by the word of God. It is only the word of God that can transform us. Nothing else can transform us to the standard of Christ, to where he wants us to be transformed to. Absolutely nothing else can do that for us. So let us come in agreement with that, come to just resolve that in our minds, that no inspirational quotes, no inspirational people, inspirational books, and all of that can truly transform us to that point. Yes, some of those things do help. You know, God has given people abilities, gifts, all those things, right? Some of those things do help, but nothing can truly transform us into the image of Christ that we should be, into the form of Him, to the, you know, we constantly transform to be, dare I say, not even more like Him, but to be Him, you know, to be Him. He wants us to be Him, you know, to be like Him, but in a sense to be Him. Because sometimes when we say like, it just means it's like it's a prototype, it's some form, you know, but to be, to just live Christ, because he dwells within us, right? So he's already within us, and we're constantly moving, transforming to just reveal him, so that people don't see us, they actually just see him. You know, we're made in his image and likeness. So today's topic for day one is let him do a work. And it comes from the point of the Lord highlighting to me the work that he's doing. So this Be You Transformed is a journey. So we're saying let him do the work. And it's a sense of personal revival. You know, we would see where the Lord is taking us, the path. But before we even get to that point where he wants us to get to, where we are expressing him, he's doing a work in us. And the Lord was highlighting certain things to me, even myself, where he was doing a work in me. And I had to realize that was what was going on. He was highlighting certain things to me, showing me certain things. I think a lot yesterday happened, between yesterday and today. And that's, I think that's probably where this was born from. And I just recall probably about a month or so ago, on one of the episodes here, we talked about the heart work, the exposure that was going on generally across the world, the body of Christ, etc., and how necessary it was, and the heart work that the Lord was doing. So our anchor scripture for today comes from the book of Philippians 2:5, which talks about, you know, very, when the Lord gave me this topic, I heard, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. There's also another scripture in the book of Corinthians which talks about having the mind of Christ. And that is something that, you know, for, I'd say, the past year and a half, I really declared over myself as to having the mind of Christ. And what does it actually mean to have the mind of Christ? And, you know, the Philippian scripture that the Lord has given us, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you. Let the mind, Christ's mind, be in you. The mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. To get to that point of the mind of Christ, the Lord has to renew our minds, transform our minds. But in order for us to embrace that, we need to allow him to do the work. That's why he said, let him do a work in you. Let him do a work in you. Let him do a work that will transform you. Be open to receive what the Lord is showing you. For me, what this personally meant is God is highlighting certain things to me in my character, in my way of thinking, in my memory, because a lot of things are in a memory bank, from how we've learned things, you know, in my culture, or just the culture of how, you know, I was brought up, or what was taught to me, and how these have formed patterns in my mind, which are sort of stamped there. They're in my mind, right? But they're not of Christ. They're not patterns that are of the Lord. They're not things that are, they're not, they might not be bad, don't get me wrong. They may not be things that are outright terrible and just obviously bad, but just the way of thinking and those things are not kingdom culture. They're not the way of the Lord. But sometimes they're so stamped in our psyche, if that makes sense, because we've been so used to them. That's how we've operated. Even the people around us that we love operate that way. So that's how, you know, we've thought things, we've done things. And then we come into the body of Christ, or we come into the kingdom, and we are, you know, we're then trying to live, coexist with these mindsets and the way of the Lord. And what happens over time as we grow in the Lord is more and more he begins to reveal them to you. So when you start your journey with him, it may not be the case that that thing which he's showing you was first, you know, was first there. So you may think, you know, I'm good, let's just say, you know the basics, you know what it is, and that piece doesn't really get highlighted to you. It's still there. You might not even know it is a mindset that is not the mind of Christ. But as you go along, as you journey with him, he will begin to show you things. And even as, dare I say, as you become more, you know, meat, more grown, more seasoned, you know, sometimes we have a habit of thinking that because we are more seasoned, you know, we obviously do know better, but because we're more seasoned, we're like, okay, you know, I have the mind of Christ already, but there's sometimes aspects of our lives that we haven't quite transformed, haven't quite been transformed. And sometimes there are even things that are what we think is the way of the Lord, or what we think is the kingdom way, or how, you know, church culture, things have been formed in our mindset, but they are not the mind of Christ. They're not what Christ has for us. They're not the way he wants us to, you know, to live. You know, that scripture in the book of Romans that says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, is a continuous thing. It is not a one-off thing. So sometimes what happens is we have a way of thinking and we think that's the right way, and it may be okay for where we are now, but as we get deeper in God, then he highlights, okay, maybe your way of thinking this way is 70% there, or 80%, but there's this 20% that, you know, you still need to have the mind of Christ concerning it. You know, so God would begin to highlight those things to us. And I think for me, that was what was happening. He was bringing some things to the surface, bringing some things in my heart, which he was like, well, this was okay for a certain season, but for where you are right now, I'm bringing this to the forefront so that we can address it. Not that I can address it on my own, but so that he can work in me, so that I can let him do the work and actually show me, this part of your character is something that you need to needs to be worked on, and let me do the work. And how does he do the work? He does the work through his word. We see the direction through his word, you know, and just through the sort of openness of our our relationship with him, through talking to him, through letting Holy Spirit show me what is not so right about that thing. What do I need to change about my mindset? How do I need to go about it? How do I know to differentiate myself from the next person and how I look at this thing? How do I need to differentiate myself from the way the world looks at this thing? What is that? You know, so let the Lord do the work. Sometimes it can be a little bit somewhat, for want of a better word, painful or like uncomfortable, actually, I would say, because he's highlighting something to you. And sometimes we may think, you know, this is the voice of the enemy, but the differentiation is the enemy will come with condemning words, but Holy Spirit will convict your heart. And the beautiful thing about the conviction is that we go to him for the help. We seek him for the help. He does not leave us on our own, just to make, you know, to find our way. So I would say, let the Lord do the work. That's what he's saying. Let me do the work. The Lord's been speaking to me, or was speaking to me, and has been actually, a lot about oneness with him, oneness, how do we become one? And that is the same thing, but having the mind of Christ is that we're one with Christ. We're thinking like him, we're speaking like him, we're talking, everything we're doing is like him in everything we do. In everywhere that we find ourselves, we are emulating him. We're doing what Christ would do. We're showing that we are in union with him. That is what oneness is. And it comes from being in that mind of Christ. But that mind of Christ is something that is continuous. But it gets developed when we surrender ourselves to him and allow him to do the work. We just surrender it, and we let him highlight those things to us and show us how to navigate through those things. And we must surrender, because sometimes we can get convicted, we can know about those things, and we can start to feel bad, which is not the case, right? If there's condemnation, as I say, that's the voice of the enemy. But even sometimes with conviction, you know, we can be spoiled children sometimes. We're like, well, I thought it was perfect, you know, all of those things, right? That sometimes can creep in. But that's also another thing to check, because that's pride, really. But, you know, sometimes that can come in and we can feel like, oh, you know, God, like I'm just having a silent moment with you. But what we need to do is humble ourselves and surrender to the Lord. Yes, Lord, I still have this issue. Yes, Lord, there's still this in me, which is not of you. So I surrender it to you, Lord. Show me how. And he will begin to show you how to navigate. So today, as you go further with your day, as you go through this process of be transformed, let the Lord do the work in you. Let the Lord do the work in your hearts to conform you to him, to conform your mind to Him, to the oneness, to be one with Him, to be one with Him in thought, in your speech, in your way of thinking, everything you do. Let there be oneness with the Lord. You know, that scripture in Philippians 2:5, which is our anchor scripture essentially, actually does say, there's so many different translations of it, but I love the one that says, I'm just going to read this here. This is, I believe, in the New Living Translation. It says, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. That is ultimately what the Lord wants us to have. Like, as I said earlier, be like Him or be Him. So it's the same attitude. You know, even the subheading for that says, have the attitude in Christ. Have the attitude of Christ. The same attitude the Lord has towards things. How does He do things? How does He think? All of that is the same, you know. And attitude sometimes can be, you know, with attitude, it's not always something that is spoken. It's often something that you just see someone, you know, do, or their behavior, or all of that. But that all evolves from their way of thinking. So to have the same attitude of Christ means we must have the same mindset of Christ. We must be one in our mindset with Christ. We must essentially have the mind of Christ. So I urge you today to allow the Lord to do the work in you, to bring about the personal revival, you know, to do the surgery, the heart surgery. And for many of you, for all of us rather, it would be different. It would be completely different. It won't be the same thing He's doing in me that He's doing in you. But all you need to do is surrender and receive what He's saying. So we're just going to pray to close out. Father Lord, I just thank You for this wonderful time. I thank You for the personal revival You're bringing about in each and every one of our lives. Father, I pray that, Lord, it would be something that we will receive with open arms, and we will go forth and do what You say we should do according to all of this. Lord, I bless Your holy name. I give You all the honor and the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you all. Catch you tomorrow. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this impromptu devotional. I pray you will indeed be blessed. If you want to follow us on social media, we are Adia Talks Community. On Instagram, we are Adia Talks, on all the other platforms, Facebook, Twitter. We also do have a ladies-only prayer room, Adia Talks Prayer Room on Facebook, so you can join that as well if you're interested. We have monthly meetings and all sorts of activities going on as the Lord leads. So I encourage you to get involved if you really would like to find a group to fellowship with regularly. So again, thank you so much. Really do appreciate this. Please make sure you share this with your friends, your family, those who, you know, you believe will be blessed by this, that would desire to grow and all of that. And I do believe that the Lord will have something and does have something for them as well. So thank you so much. Take care and God bless.